You are listening to the MPZ Law Firm Show. Immigration woes, visa serve knows. US and Canadian immigration and nationality lawyers who speak your language.
Back on the Immigration Hour with the MPZ Law Group, your one-stop shop for US and Canadian immigration. I'm Vijaya talking to Samantha Oberstein, Managing Attorney at MPZ Law's Fort Lauderdale office. Welcome, Samantha.
Hi, Vijaya. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you. Samantha, why is it really important to keep your address updated with immigration, and how should one do this?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And there's a lot of ways that people are interacting with immigration. It could be a filing with USCIS. It could be an H-1B, for example, or it could be a court hearing with the immigration court, or it could be an arrest, or, you know, the fact that you're under ICE supervision. So there's a lot of different agencies at play. And every agency that you are dealing with or interacting with needs to be updated with your address.
Yes.
Unfortunately, these agencies don't typically communicate a change of address with each other. So if you change your address with one, it may not correspond to the other. And for example, you might be arrested crossing the border into the U.S. You might give the officer, and we see it often, a temporary address where you're going just for now, and your plan is to go somewhere else. But if you don't update your address with ICE and let ICE know of your actual address or your more permanent address, the correct field office with ICE won't be notified. You won't receive any notices or any updates. And it's really important because, for example, if you don't change your address, not only with ICE, but with the immigration court in that circumstance, you may miss a hearing notice for your immigration court hearing. And unfortunately, if you don't go to your hearing, you'll receive an in absentia removal order, essentially a removal order without you being present. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to try and backtrack and overcome that when it was your responsibility to change that address in the first place.
Yes.
So it's very, very important. Another scenario that we see often is maybe our office or an attorney's office didn't receive a copy of a notice that was sent from USCIS and you did not update your address with them, or your green card was delivered to the wrong address. So it's very important that all of your addresses are updated, and each agency has different policies and ways to do that. Mm-hmm. So I'll just run through a few of them. For example, ICE, there is a hotline that you can call to change your address, or you can let the ICE officer know at your next supervision appointment. That does need to be taken care of within 5 days of moving. So that's very quick. The same 5-day rule does apply to the immigration court. That is done with a form. It's called an EOIR 33 form, and it gets mailed to the immigration court.
Mm-hmm.
And with USCIS, it's a form AR-11. It can be filed online, and that one needs to be done within 10 days of the move. Many times we see clients end up doing these after the 5-day or after the 10-day mark, but it's just very important to do as soon as possible because you don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
And it's important for the listeners to know that, you know, again, by changing it with one agency, it doesn't change with all. So if you're interacting with multiple agencies, it's really important to make sure that you're communicating your new address to all agencies involved in your case. And like I said, it's very difficult to backtrack. So it's just really important to stay on top of your address, stay on top of notifying. And if you have questions or you may have forgotten to change your address, anyone listening, definitely reach out to an immigration attorney to see how things can be resolved.
Yes. I mean, it's so basic to have the right address, but it's so, you cannot underscore this enough, right? Because everything's going to fall through the cracks if you don't have the right address to start with.
Exactly. Exactly. Very important.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that, Samantha. And hand-holding you through the U.S. and Canadian immigration law maze, that's the NPZ Law Group for you. Visit them at visaserve.com or call them at 201-670-000.